What is the color and season thing everyone is talking about? On today's episode of Just Nicole Life Changes After 40, you're going to hear from my friend Celeste, who was once a skeptical about color, but now she's a true believer. Like and subscribe to follow our episodes. On my last episode, I talked about one of my favorite color clients, Celeste, and I just felt it was perfect to bring her in today. She is not only a music professional, she's a teacher, she's a lover of Jesus, a lover of color, and now a guest on Just Nicole Life Changes
Yay,
After 40.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me, Nicole.
Yes, you are a joy. And the first person I thought of when I thought about this episode was you.
Thank you.
Yes. I mean, I think there's something about somebody who's just beautiful in general, and you just give off that. And the color, I think, obviously brings it out even more.
It helps, but thank you.
I always talk about you and your appointment when I have color clients in my chair. Mm-hmm. Every time it gets brought up, because somebody will say something about a color, or every time I see pine green or olive green, I think about you. So yeah. Celeste was here or in my studio with her sister and sister-in-law, and every time a bad color would be draped across, they would give me this harmony of
minor chords,
dun, dun, dun.
Dissonance.
Yep. And then a beautiful color, and it was this lovely harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean tune.
Yeah.
We also loved to call those bad colors for us Judas because they betrayed us. Judas betrayed Jesus. So it just naturally makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
I still call those colors Judas. Like, but great on you. You're in autumn. Judas on me.
Just not on me. Yeah. So I love to share that because people just, sometimes when you come into my studio, well, I shouldn't say sometimes, all the times, you know, you come in with no makeup on, you're feeling very vulnerable, you know, as a woman, we're our worst critics anyway. Yeah. And so then I ask you to come in with no makeup. I put your hair in a ponytail. I drape you with this ugly white drape and make you stare at yourself for an hour and a half, you know? So I have to bring in the humor and the joy and talk about, past clients, for example. So can you remind me, when was your appointment? When did you guys get your
color? Oh, it was in the summer a couple of years ago.
It's been a couple of years.
So it's been a couple of years, a couple of great years.
Yes, I love it.
It's been great.
So what made you decide to get your colors analyzed? I'd love to just kind of, to the listeners who kind of questioned this color thing, maybe don't quite understand it, maybe what made you decide
Absolutely.
To finally have that done?
So one of my best friends, we talk on Marco Polo quite frequently, and she popped up on Marco Polo one day and she was chatting and she was telling me all about getting her colors done. And I didn't know necessarily exactly what she was talking about, but I could see that she looked different. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't really put my finger on it. I'm just like, Kayla, you look amazing. Yeah. And she's like, oh, thank you. It's my spring coral. And she's like, gotta wear the lip. I'm like, but you don't wear lipstick. She's like, I know, but they show me these colors are so complimentary to my skin. And so when I put them on, I don't really feel like so weird about it anymore. And so message after message, we would send videos back and forth. And when she was wearing her colors, it just, I could see it. And I've known her for decades. And so I knew that she discovered something that I had to discover. Mm-hmm. And with all the effort that we put into trying to look our best and knowing that there's knowledge out there that you could potentially gain, and people might feel skeptical about it. And I get that, you know, when you're going to invest time and money into something, you should be cautious and do your research. And so I did that. I did my research. I looked into it. And then finally, one day it was like, I can't not know this. Mm-hmm. And so it was a fairly easy decision for me once I discovered like there was an actual process behind it and that I was going to gain knowledge about myself. And that's exactly what happened.
You know, I can remember when I was probably 13 or 14, my mom sold a type of makeup and she'd sit around the table with the ladies and they had little tiny drapes and they would do warm or cool.
Yeah.
So my mom used to always tell me, you're cool. You can do winter or summer. Well, I know today that there is a huge difference between winter and summer. You know, you and I are both winters. We need cool but bright. And my mom is a summer. She needs cool but soft and blended. And if I wear those colors from her palette, it makes me still washed out, very boring. It's just, it's really off. And so it is funny to me that some people are like, oh, I did my colors back in the 80s. I'm cool. I'm like, but which one?
Yeah. And you know, I think like I've my sister-in-law and I have dug a lot into trying to figure these out for ourselves. Like, can we figure it out? And I thought for sure my other sister-in-law was going to be a summer. And sure enough, she came to you.
Yep.
And she was an autumn. And so it's like, just when you think you know, you don't, which makes the experience that much more valuable, that people will come to me, Nicole. Celeste, what am I? Yeah. I'm like, only the drapes will tell.
And it's so true. It you know, you hear so many
dramatic
times,
but it's true.
It is. You know, they're like, well, my hair is this, my eye is this, my skin tone, which is great. Those are clues and indicators for me on where to start. But it's the undertones we can't see that determine what season you are. And I think that's so important for people to know is you can't go from a screen and determine what season you are.
Yeah.
It really does take the drapes, because I would have thought your sister-in-law could have been a summer. She came in with the most beautiful blush jacket on. I think it was a cardigan that day. And I thought, oh, she looks really pretty in that. But the autumn, the warmth in it just made her skin even more glowing, you know? And that's the thing I always like to tell people is that regardless of what season you are, you're beautiful.
Yes.
You are going to look beautiful. If I look at photos of myself years ago in brown, I remember feeling great that day and loving that photo. But when I put it side to side in something like the headshot on my Facebook now was in a blue shirt, totally different from that brown. Like you can just see the clear, the healthy skin. And so I do want people to know that you don't have to have your colors done to know that you're beautiful.
Exactly.
But your colors do help you to bring out just make you feel and look the way you should. Like you and I were talking just before the show, and I think it's really important because it's part of what I say. You know, if you ever look in the mirror and you see dark circles or ashy gray under your eyes, or you just don't look like you feel good, it could be because you're wearing the wrong color. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, when people are asking me about colors, and then they'll say some of the questions that we've brought up, but then they'll also be like, well, what happens in the summer when I tan? Or, you know, like, what happens if I feel like I want to change my hair color? Or what about, you know, they have all these what ifs because they are curious. Like, if I do it once, is it true for me forever? Yeah. And it is really empowering to be like, listen, I understand where you're coming from, but you do this, you're going to learn something about yourself that's true for the rest of your life. It's for me, the way that I have been able to understand the process of getting your colors done is it's taking what God has created you to look like and finding those hidden pieces and how to pull those out and really make those pieces shine. And it's a fabulous way of not just putting your best foot forward, but really helping you discover how to find yourself a little bit. One of my sister-in-laws, they wanted to get their colors done because they had just had their third baby. And you feel so different every time you have a kid. And coming back from that and finding yourself, like you feel, you can get really lost in who am I in this world. Because you give yourself to everything and everyone in every possible way after you have kids. And even if you don't have kids, you can find yourself just giving and serving and going, which is wonderful. You get lost sometimes. And when I got my colors done, it wasn't necessarily about fashion. It was about me. It was a class on me. And that was crazy.
Yeah.
How could there be knowledge out there that I didn't know? And I was 38, well, like 36 at the time. Like, how did I not know that this was out there? And it was knowledge about me. And I kept thinking, you know, what if I'd have known this when I got married? I wouldn't have picked that yellow for my bridesmaids.
Yeah.
But it happened. And my mom warned me, but I did anyway because I was 22 and I didn't care.
Yeah. Well, and you liked yellow. That's okay.
I didn't really like purple
because I liked purple. So, yeah. But it is the confidence.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the most important thing is that because if you look in the mirror and you see dark circles and ashy gray skin and it's because of a color you're wearing and that's the mental thing that you're giving yourself all day.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the confidence that you're killing. And so just being able to look at yourself in the mirror and like what you see just by changing the color of your shirt, you know, or even the color of your hair. A lot of people fight with the color of their hair.
Yes.
So I am somebody who is cool.
Yeah.
So my hair has to be cool, but thankfully to the sun makes our hair yellow.
It turns it
warm. And
mine
so too. I'm constantly fighting my hair. And so for somebody who doesn't know and their hair is always warm, their skin is always looking sallow or jaundiced.
Yes.
And that's such an easy fix.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's such an easy fix.
So sad. So If you were to give anybody some advice or how to prepare themselves mentally for color, what would you say?
One of the most important things that you can do is go in with a growth mindset. So I'm sure most people listening will be familiar with that, but a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. So the growth mindset is that you go into something believing that this is what you're about to learn about yourself can change. You can grow and evolve from this. A fixed mindset is what I believe about this will not change. And when it comes to learning about your colors, and you walk in there thinking, you know what, I feel like I might know certain things about myself, but I have a growth mindset. I'm open to learning about myself in this experience. That's when you're going to get the whoom, bang, pow, like that experience, because you're expecting to learn. You're expecting to be surprised. You're expecting to help find those colors that are going to bring you out and make you shine. Versus like, if you go in thinking like, I don't know why you would do this. Maybe someone buys it for you as a present and you feel like, I don't want to go, but I guess I'll go. Like, I don't know why you would do that. You guys just go and have fun. But you know, if you go in thinking like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I know I am not giving up black. Like, let's talk about that. Because so many people have said to me, Celeste, I'm not getting my colors done because she's going to tell me I can't wear black and I'm not getting rid of black. Like, okay. Like, I love you. You're my friend, but you don't have to get rid of your black. First of all, she's not going to make you get rid of anything. Yeah. But wouldn't it just be nice to know what black is doing for you? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like to see it and watch the process of what she could give you as some really great options that are better than black for you? And I had to give up colors that I thought I loved. I mean, I was loving that olive green.
Yeah, you were.
It's like mustard yellow. Why did I own that? Because you shop in the fall and everything is fall colors and it looks cute and you put it on, whatever. But watching the transformation, it was like, oh, Judas, that is not working. And then once I saw the transformation, I was so open to giving it up or just being open to a better green.
That's a good one. Opening up to a better green.
Yes. Yeah. And it's such a simple shift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, another thing is like, maybe you're someone who's like a little tentative to feel like it's worth the money. You know, it's upfront, a nice investment. But once you wrap your head around, like, how much money are you spending on your clothes in general? How much money are you spending on getting your hair colored? How much money are you spending on your self-care? First of all, take a moment, step back, and make sure that you are doing something for self-care, number one. Yeah. Second of all, we are mostly doing that. But are we spending it wisely? Like, when I got my colors done and shopped my own closet, which is one of the first things of advice that you gave me, don't go shopping yet unless you want to, but go home and shop your own closet.
Yep.
So I pulled out everything and Nicole, I spent so much money on things that weren't doing me any favors.
Yeah.
And I would say a solid 2/3, possibly 3/4 of my entire wardrobe was not winter colored. And so I called my friends over and I'm like, come on over, fill a bag. And not everyone does that. Some people tread very slowly in the transition out of their normal wardrobe into their winter or whatever their season is. But my husband, when he hears this, will laugh. I'm not a tread lightly person, which has some collateral damage sometimes. But I just was like, somebody else is going to wear this because I separated my closet, winter in one closet and then everything else. And I left it there. And for 2 weeks, I didn't even look at that other closet. And I knew someone else is going to be blessed by this and it's not me.
Yep.
So they came over, they filled their bags, and I didn't even really want much money for it because I was so happy to see those items go to people who loved them, mm-hmm. and then I could start fresh. And my closet was so thin. And then my husband's like, oh no, now see, this is where it comes. You're going to go and you're going to refill that. And I'm like, babe, like, I have this like list of like capsule wardrobe things I'm working on and my wow colors. And he was shocked that the first few times he went into a store, he did his normal thing. I went into my favorite store and he kind of stepped back and took a deep breath. And I scanned the room and I'm like, I'm ready. He's like, excuse me, what? I'm ready. He still just kind of stood there and stared at me. I'm like, honey, like everything in here is muted and dusty and smoky. Another season, another store.
Yep.
And I left my favorite store without buying anything. And that was his first kind of, his eyes are opened. And then I went to a concert with him shortly after. And he's like, all right, he knows I love to buy the merch. And so he's like, what are you going to get? And I scanned up there and then he goes, is anything in your colors? And I'm like, no, I'm good. He couldn't believe it. And I'm like, but like, that's the thing is like, now I have so much more wisdom and surprisingly caution. So for someone like me who really needs those boundaries and guidelines to make informed decisions,
yeah,
instead of just like bulldozing in, I'm buying something today. Mm-hmm. I'll only buy what fits my guidelines. And it's actually saved me a lot of money. So the investment at the beginning, 100% worth it.
Yeah.
I've already saved that and more. Because for the first month, I did have those conversations with my friends. I didn't buy anything there, and that would have been $100. So that's already,
yeah,
that's already a big chunk towards my investment. And mm-hmm. after a couple months of saying that, I had more than saved that money back.
Yeah, and you still buy saving classic it. Pieces.
Yes.
That will last you for years and years. Yeah, mm-hmm. The investment of the class is priceless mm-hmm. to the information that you will learn for a lifetime. Like you said, you can pass the things that aren't right for you. You can save so much money yeah. because you're going to buy things that you actually wear, not things that are going to sit in your closet with your tags mm-hmm. on it. Or how many times we put something on and we look in the mirror and we're like, ugh, nope, put it right back on the floor or, you know, mm-hmm. throw it back on a hanger and never touch it. I was actually appalled when I cleaned out my closet 1, 2, 3 times uh-huh. with the amount of things that I had never worn, price tags on them. And I think, gosh, if I would have known, I could have saved this. Mm-hmm. I could have saved this, you know, or getting rid of it, like you said, and making room and space for things that love you back. I think that's yes. so big. Because, yeah, I love, you know, we talked about black and just telling people you're better than black, the colors mm-hmm. that, you know, love you back, but how mm-hmm. to wear the colors that aren't right for you mm-hmm. if you still love that piece, because mm-hmm. it is an investment to replace things. Mm-hmm. So I don't always encourage people to go in your closet and take everything out that's wrong. I tell them this is an idea. Yes. You know, let's just take the things that are wrong and put them to the back of your closet mm-hmm. and then eventually, you know, get rid of them. Mm-hmm. But if they don't love you back, why would you want to wear them? But if you want to wear them, I always encourage at least put something wow over the top. Or
yeah, that's a great
hair,
that's a great idea.
Lipstick, jewelry, mm-hmm. you know, all the accessories. Something else is going to soften down that color that's wrong, mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to, you know, gosh, that black. I don't know what it is about black. It's such a boring color.
I know, but people feel like it hides them sometimes or it helps them blend in. And let's be real. Like, I think everybody has that feeling of like, if I wear a bold color, I feel like people are going to be staring at me, or I'm going to feel like people are going to assume things about me, or I'm trying to hide my figure. And so, or I'm post baby, or I'm up in weight right now and black hides me.
Yeah.
And like, sister, let's be ourselves. Let yourself have permission to be in the room. All of you. Let all of you have permission to be here. If you are really tall or you're heavier than you want to be, your body has permission to be here. And if you're wearing black for those purposes, like, black is not necessarily thinning you anyway in those cases. Whereas like, if you want attention like brought out to your best qualities, even more important to put on a color that, you know, at least I look good yes. in this color, not let me find my black. I need my black because I need to hide myself for this. And I think that not every case in wearing black is that, but that is some.
Yeah, it is a lot. Just because of the gray, ashy, unhealthy mm-hmm. thing it does to your skin if you're not a winter. As we sit here as winters, it's easy for us to say you can't wear black.
Get over it, right? Everybody.
Yeah, no, it really is true. And it leads me kind of the next thing too is the style class. So we have a color class and we also have a style class. And I think for me, the style class was almost more of an eye opener because I was dressing like a punk rocker. I was wearing ripped oversized sweaters with moto leggings and studs on my shoes. You know, I still had the romantic piece. I knew I loved the diamonds, you know, so I was still wearing my hair long and diamonds and all the things. And I still, I just never felt myself. I never felt comfortable. I always felt heavy in all the clothes that I was wearing. Well, after having my style done, which we do body measurements to honor your body shape.
Yes.
Not all one size fits all is a thing.
Correct.
And then personality, you know, big drama personality. Even though I am the most non-confident person, which people laugh when I say that, I am. I have very low self-confidence. It is funny.
Oh, I know. People think
that's funny.
Come on, girl.
I know. But knowing my color and my style.
It helps.
Nobody would ever know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would ever know. So you also had your style done.
I did.
And you are a classic ingenue.
I am a classic ingenue.
Kind of the opposite of me. Not the opposite of me. You are a more youthful me.
Yes.
You are more fun and bubbly and would get on the floor and play. And
oh, yes. Absolutely, yeah. Yes. On the floor and play.
And that's the ingenue where I'm the romantic. I'm more keep her neat, man. I'm not running
on
the floor.
Keep her neat.
I'm going to play.
Like, I have moments where I want to be like that. And I think that I was about ready to segue into the style class too, because I was thinking about like, I have these leather pants and I really wanted to wear these leather pants because they were so cute and everybody's wearing them. Okay. And they were just a really cute fit. So the fit was actually really nice, but in my style analysis, those kinds of materials are not encouraged. But I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to buy these pants. So I bought the pants. I own the pants. They're in my closet. And the first time I wore them, my husband looks at me and he's like, oh, are you taking the Harley today? I'm like, oh, you. I'm like, nice joke. They're cute. They're trendy. He's like, but are they you? And I'm like, no, dang it. You're right. Like, he's known me for so many decades. It's like, you're so right. But whatever, I'm going to wear them. And even like my students at school were like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, all right, fine, everybody, I get it. Whatever, I'm keeping the pants for now. But it's just like, it's so different. Like, I was coming to meet you earlier, and not today, a couple weeks ago, and I had those pants on, and I was like, I can't do it. I switched for like a glittery black pair, and I felt like myself instantly. Why is that such a truth? Like, weaved in there, like, we want to wear certain trends. But you don't need to, you know, like my sister and I were talking about, like, we want to be trendy, but if you jump on the trend too late, you know, like, you're probably already behind anyway. So don't put too much money into it. But if it doesn't love you back or isn't your best you or your true you, just skip it.
Yep.
You don't have to wear every trend. And that's probably partially why you were dressing. So what did you call it?
Punk rocker. Yeah, I'm supposed to be more movie star glam, not punk rocker lady.
Punk rocker.
Yeah, punk rocker lady.
Maybe save that for one of your girls' nights.
Yeah. Yeah. Punk rocker. Yes. But you know, that's exactly right though too. Knowing the words that you need to, you look at an item and say, are they these things? Can I check these things? If they don't fit my classic personality or my ingenue body type, then it's not going to work for me. And I'm not going to feel authentic. And when I put it on, it's either going to make me feel oversized or too tight or whatever those words are. If it doesn't fit your personality or body type, it's not going to work. And it's going to make you feel, again, kind of like a bad color, Will. You're going to start going, oh, it's just, I'm too old. I'm too heavy. But knowing your style, you know if I can or cannot go with this trend. Or can I do something with this current fad? Or do I need to skip it?
Yes. I think for somebody listening who's wondering, like, so what specifically from the style class, what's one specific example that you learned from the style class? I just feel like people are curious about that. So for me, when we were doing the body structure. So I was fascinated to find out that you were like, okay, so you are a soft rectangle because, you know, I had seen like online surveys that were like, are you a pear? Are you an hourglass? I'm like, I'm a what? Am I a pear? Like, I don't know. I don't know what I am. But she's like, listen, like following this, like you're a soft rectangle. So you can really pull off those outfits that are in one, like a one piece, like a romper type situation. Yep. And so like, and then what things might not necessarily flatter a soft rectangle shape. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, so in my shoulders, so because of my sizing and my measurements, one of the things I look for now is my, the line on the top of the sleeve to not like fall and drape past my shoulder. I know like a really soft shoulder would look very complimentary with that. Mm-hmm. But with my body structure, it is so much more authentic to have that seam right there at that shoulders. So it helps complement my natural body shape as opposed to
structure.
lose it.
Yep.
You know, and big flowy dresses. Listen, I think they're gorgeous. But every time I buy one, it sits in my closet.
Yep.
I buy it in my color and it sits in my closet. And that's frustrating.
I know. It's like you almost have to belt it.
Yes.
You have to give it some structure. Otherwise, it feels like you're wearing a tablecloth.
It was like, okay, once I took the style class, first of all, you figure out like where to give the illusion of proportion in your body. So where are you going to put that waistline? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we played for fun with one of my sisters and we were kind of all measuring our proportions. And one of them was super leggy, like real tall. And I was like, so you probably shouldn't wear high waisted. And she looks down and she's like, I'm the super high waisted pants. And we all started laughing. But it's like we all give 100% towards our beauty. But if we don't have this information, we can't make informed decisions. So we giggled and laughed. And she's like, I'm going to aim for a little bit lower belt line. Like, or just take the style class. Don't take my word for it.
It's such a simple thing, right?
It's a simple thing. A body proportion. And now it's like, am I going to go and buy that really flowy, beautiful winter colored dress I saw online? Absolutely not. Because I won't wear it.
Yeah.
And once I took the style class, because of my body shape and my style, I figured out why I wasn't drawn to it. And so, like, again, it's just gathering more information towards informed decisions so you put your money in the right place. So a lot to learn.
No,
so
I think we could probably do part two,
part three,
maybe even part four.
Yes.
There is so much that we could talk about.
Like break it down into microcosms and you could like teach me something and I will sit here and ask really compelling questions.
We could do that.
We could have listeners text in their questions.
We could do a Nicole and Celeste Q&A.
And Nicole would give you the right answers. And I would just kind of like spout out opinions.
Yeah, you've learned quite a bit. So
I have learned a lot. You know, it's like when I get excited about something, I go all in, but I will only go all in if I feel like that excitement is like a bubbling, true excitement. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have time to be like all in on everything. You know, we have to pick what we're all in on.
Yep.
And we've all got something or a few things, you know, and colors I've just gone all in on. And nobody can talk me out of it. And they try. And I just love it.
They try
because they're fixed mindset or they don't understand that there's a really simple way to look your best, but they feel like you just want to, you know, you just got suckered in to spend some money on something fashionable. I don't care about fashion. You know, it's like, I just wear sweats. I'm like, you can wear sweats, but wouldn't it be great to wear sweats in your color?
Or pick a cute headband or ponytail or a watch band that's in your color.
Oh my gosh.
Just a small accessory upgrade.
Those tiny little things can instantly put you there. And now it's like, for me, like if it's one of those days that I'm running around and doing whatever, and I've got on leggings and a sweatshirt and tennis shoes. Okay. So that outfit for each individual person, with a little bit of knowledge, you can have that same outfit fit your natural, most best you.
Yeah.
So I will find a sweatshirt that's not oversized, maybe a little more structured in the shape and not as long, a little bit shorter, quite crop style, but maybe just a little bit more cropped. And then I will find tennis shoes that are of a nicer quality with a little shoe gem. And then I will add my little sparkle in my necklace, maybe not a Nicole sparkle, but my little sparkle and throw on the hoops and then not put my hair in a messy bun, but just a little bit more of what I'm learning through my classic ingenue. The mess isn't necessarily natural me. And so mm-hmm. I'll be more purposeful about like making sure that there's small details in how I put my hair back and make sure it's a little bit of cleaner finish as opposed to a messier finish. And boom, I'm in sweats and I feel 100% like me.
Yeah,
and I don't feel like me until I add those hoop earrings, though. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like me until I've got that little tiny sparkle on somewhere.
Yep.
And it doesn't need to be much. And of course, lipstick.
Always lipstick.
Always lips.
That's the number one tip.
Always lips. Lipstick. Always lips.